This is Apollo Control at 53 hours, 58 minutes. We're now just about 45 minutes away from the scheduled updating of the clocks here in Mission Control. The flight plan calls for the GET update to occur at about 54 hours, 45 minutes. However, the precise timing of it is not critical, and it'll more than likely be done at some point when we're in communication with the crew and when the timing is right as far as making the changes in the real-time computer complex. The flight dynamics officer has come up with a new set of coordinates for the predicted S4B impact on the moon. They are as follows: 8.4 degrees south and 25.9 degrees west, and the predicted ground elapsed time of impact is 82 hours, 37 minutes, 42 seconds. And of course, that GET time will be updated by approximately 40 minutes. You'll be able to add about 40 minutes to that time to get the post-update ground elapsed time of impact. The update will be 40 minutes and 3 seconds. The straw vote that was taken in the control center turned out 1-0 in favor of 40 minutes 3 seconds as opposed to 40 minutes 0 seconds. The retrofire officer was the only one voting, and it was his preference that we do the update 40 minutes 0-3 seconds, which puts the flight plan precisely in synchronization with Greenwich Mean Time at that time. The things that were considered in making that choice, updating by 40 minutes and 3 seconds as opposed to 40 minutes and 0 seconds, in the one case, it makes the flight plan and the ground elapsed time perfectly in synchronization with no seconds left over. However, in updating 40 minutes and 3 seconds as opposed to 40 minutes and 0 seconds, it complicates computing back to get the real ground elapsed time. The difference, of course, relatively minor, and since the only one who really seemed to have a preference was the retrofire officer, Flight Director Milton Windler decided to yield to that preference, and we'll update by 40 minutes and 0-3 seconds, adding that amount of time to the current ground elapsed time. I would like to repeat also an announcement that was made earlier, and that is that the television scheduled for the next shift at 4:08 Central Standard Time has been moved up 1 hour. This was done because of the deletion of the mid-course correction at mid-course correction 3 opportunity. That maneuver is not needed and will not be performed. In order to keep the LEM housekeeping activities all on the same shift, the flight plan was in effect condensed. Everything moved up an hour, and the television, which is associated with the LEM housekeeping, was also moved up, so that the current schedule for the TV is at 3:08 a.m. Tomorrow morning. At the present time, we show Apollo 14 traveling at a velocity of 2,906 feet per second, and the altitude is 166,487 nautical miles.